Did you know 77% of women who wear bladder weakness products experience intimate skin irritation?
As if having incontinence wasn't stressful enough.
But Tena Intimate Pads have been gynecologist tested and do not cause skin irritation.
Gentle on my intimate skin. I need to try Tena Intimate Pads.
Visit TenaSample.com for your free sample. Kind to skin, protects like Tena.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh yeah.
So I want to have a conversation with you folks today about what happened last night on Capitol Hill. And we've got the story up at the website, toddstarnes.com. And by the way, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So glad to have you with us today. And we are always honored and humbled that you would spend 3 hours of your day hanging out with us on the radio. Last night, the House of Representatives voted to codify same-sex marriage. 47 Republicans voted with the Democrats on this particular issue. Now, it's probably not going to pass the Senate, but if it does, President Biden will sign this bill into law. And it would, while the Supreme Court redefined what God defined as marriage, the House of Representatives is going to codify that. So that would annihilate the original Defense of Marriage Act. Now, we have a list of all the Republicans who voted in favor of this on our website. And I think it's important for you to see for yourself the individuals who are supportive of gay marriage. One of them happens to be a regular on this program, Congressman Scott Perry. He is chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. And I have to tell you, I was a bit surprised to see his name on the list. But anyway, he voted for it, so guess what? His name is on the list. He's a member of leadership, so we pointed that out, that he was the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. Elise Stefanik, by the way, who replaced Liz Cheney as chair of the GOP conference, also voted in favor, as did Liz Cheney, the daughter of Dick and Adam Kinzinger. So We got a pretty nasty note and a dressing down from Congressman Perry's office today. How dare you? How dare you? And so Gray sends me this message this morning, this text message, and I'm like, what's going on? Did we get the story wrong? Did he vote no? No, he did. He voted yes. And his office acknowledges that. They were upset with us because they thought that we would just gloss that over, I guess, or that because he comes on this program and we appreciate the congressman coming on the program, maybe they thought we were going to just leave his name out. Well, that's not what we do on this program, folks. And you know that by now. We tell it like it is, one way or the other. You may not agree with my opinion, but at least you know where I stand. And we're not going to coddle these congressmen. They know what they were doing. So we invited the congressman to come on, even though they were very upset with us. I said, Grace, let's invite him on the program, and we'll let the congressman explain himself. And they refused. And probably not going to be here, I would say, in the near future. They're very upset. And you know what? That's fine. They can be upset. But I believe that the American people, the members of the Republican Party, deserve some sort of an explanation. Why the change? Why the shift on what is probably one of the most important culture war issues of the day, aside from the life issue? And I've been doing some research over the past couple of years, working on the new book, and I've come to the conclusion, and this is really the heart of what I want to chat with you guys about to kick off today's program, It's very clear to me that the Republican Party is going through an evolutionary process, a metamorphosis, that they are shifting on the culture issues of the day. Are you beginning to see this? And I want to give you a clue. The clue is Fox News Channel. As Fox News goes, so goes the Republican Party. Now, Fox News Channel, over the past 5 or 6 years, made a radical shift to embrace the LGBT movement and to elevate the LGBT movement. And so if you want a job at, let's just say you go to a Christian school and you want to be a journalist and you apply for a job at Fox, you are probably not going to get that job. And the reason is very simple, because they have partnerships with the National Association of Gay and Lesbian Journalists. They have associations with other far-left journalism organizations. And so those organizations are funneling their people, who are not journalists, they're activists, into the newsrooms and the TV shows of Fox News Channel. And that's why you see it. Fox News, and just, I want you to step back and think about this. Only one cable news channel has a paid transgender activist on their staff. It is not MSDNC. It is not CNN.
Crying Negro Network.
Thank you, Judge Joe Brown. It is not Newsmax. It is not One America News. It's Fox News Channel. And they celebrate that. They celebrate their diversity. That's just the way it is. I was going to tell you another story, but I think I've made my point here. I'll save that story for another day. So anyway, I think the people at the Republican Party headquarters, they see this, and they realize that Fox News is sort of the mouthpiece for what was conservatism. I don't think they are now. And the Republicans are saying, you know what, maybe this is our opportunity. Now, this really has nothing to do with gay marriage. This has to do with the Christian people. And I use the term evangelicals. Maybe I should just say conservative Christians. But this fight goes all the way back to Gerry Ford. And Gerry Ford was quite frankly, a conservative Democrat. I mean, he was a very liberal Republican. And his wife, Betty Ford, who's a lovely woman and a great lady and a lot of wonderful things, but her politics really stunk to high heavens. And so her politics were to the left of her husband. She supported the ERA. She was outspoken on a lot of the key liberal issues of the day. So much so that Gerry Ford's campaign team, when he was running against Jimmy Carter, were afraid that the Christian voters within the Republican Party would move over and vote for Jimmy Carter, which is exactly what happened. There was this fight within the party, and Ronald Reagan emerged. You might remember that Reagan and Ford were going at it. Reagan challenged Ford. It was an ugly thing. Reagan came back, and when he came back, he joined forces with people like Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell, and had it not been for those alliances, Ronald Reagan would not have been elected president. Let me say that again. Without the alliances of the conservative Christians, the moral majority, if you remember the term back in the day, Reagan would not have won. And it was an ugly, ugly fight. So it's been a marriage between the Republican Party, the Chamber of Commerce side of the Republican Party, and the evangelical side. It's been a marriage of convenience. So everybody sort of gets what they want. But I don't think that's going to happen much longer. And I think we are starting to see the shift here. Now, my question to you Christians, conservative Christians out there, if the Republican Party decides to jettison all of the culture war issues in the spirit of this big tent party, will you still vote Republican? Because that's what they're counting on. I was talking to some folks from inside the Beltway, and they're not concerned. They believe that, and hear me on this, they believe, and I'm not saying the Republicans are going to do this, but they believe that if the Republicans woke up one day and said, you know what, we're going to be a pro-choice party, they literally believe that you Christians out there would not leave the party because you guys covet the power and the prestige. and the prominence of being a part of a political party. They believe that. They truly believe that. But on the issue of, for example, of same-sex marriage, that's why you had 47 Republicans vote with the Democrats, because they know that you conservative Christians, you may holler, you may squawk, but at the end of the day, you're not going anywhere else because there's no other party for you. So they're just going to do what they want to do. It was John McCain, and I wrote about this in two books ago. It was John McCain back years ago when he said people like Jerry Falwell Sr. and Pat Robertson were agents of intolerance. That's the mindset of the establishment Republicans. That you guys, if you are a Christian, if you're a conservative, you're just there to get them votes. And I've literally had people tell me, Starnes, you know, on the local level, Starnes, you just need to shut up. And they said it in a very nice way. But basically what they're saying is, you need to shut up, give us your campaign money, your contributions, and go vote for us. Go vote for our candidates. And it doesn't, and I'm telling you, folks, it is a crazy world right now within the Republican Party. So this is nothing new. The New York Times today said that the idea, the fact that 47 Republicans joined Democrats on marriage equality is remarkable. But it's really not remarkable because the shift has been happening for quite some time. It sort of surfaced last year during Gay Pride Month when Ronna McDaniel, the chairperson of the RNC, put out that big statement saluting the LGBT community. So I'm not quite sure there's really anything that can be done about this. If you're a conservative Christian, I suspect what's going to happen is that they will, the GOP will basically decide this is no longer an issue for us and we will embrace same-sex marriage. And the question is, what will you do as a conservative if that happens? Will you still be a part of the Republican Party? Or will you say, you know what, that's it for me, I'm out? Because they're saying this is a non-issue now. That, you know what, and the Republicans, these 47 Republicans who voted yesterday, here's what they said. We don't care what God defined marriage as, to hell with the Bible. That's what those 47 Republicans did yesterday. And that's, you know what, that's their right to do. That is their right to do, and it is our right to have a conversation about it. Here's the headline in Politico. The GOP waves the white flag in the same-sex marriage wars. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Tony Perkins from Family Research Council. Also, Dick Morris is going to be here. We've been talking a lot about his brand-new book. And we'll be talking about the president's looming run in 2024. And we're going to do a deep dive on Pete Buttigieg and find out what the heck is going on with these electric cars. A lot to talk about today. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, normally $89.98, now only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, have a cool, crisp feel, and these come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNES, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNES. That's 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNES, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. And again, the question is, if the Republicans start going to the left on the culture issues or just abandon them altogether, would you still support, as a Christian, would you still support the party? Keep in mind, that was the reason why many Christians came over and started voting with the Republicans. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Gary on the line from Bartlett, Tennessee, KWAM, our flagship station. Hey, Gary, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Todd. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Good, good. Look, I'm a Christian, a staunch Christian. I'm a staunch conservative. I've raised my kids to, as far as the gay marriage, as you were talking about, that, you know, it's wrong. It goes against God's principles and our values. I'm very pro-traditional marriage. But, you know, when the case was decided, I guess, more or less years ago with the courts, I mean, I'm thinking to myself, if we're going to be a why should the government even get caught up in all this? If we're going to be a nation of freedoms, then shouldn't that mean freedoms like for all to like to make the choices like that, and then just let God sort them out? You know, I teach my kids to respect people who are different. If they're gay, hey, that doesn't make them any less of a person. To show them respect, we don't have to agree with their lifestyle, but we're all sinners and fall short of the glory of God, and just to treat them as they would anyone else. So it's almost like, why kind of rehash it? And I don't know, what are your thoughts? What am I missing here?
Well, Gary, first of all, I think the big problem, and this goes, and Roe v. Wade plays into this as well, and let me see if I can do my best to explain here. I believe that marriage should not be a federal issue. That is an issue for the churches. You know, if you want to have civil unions or whatever, that's fine. But the federal government has no business being in the marriage business. Now, Gary, do me a favor. Turn down your radio because you'll get a little bit of blowback there. So, that way we'll be able to converse. When you look at Roe v. Wade, everybody said, "Oh, Roe v. Wade, they're gonna outlaw abortion." Well, Roe v. Wade was overturned, and guess what? You can still get an abortion in America. It is back to the states. The same thing applies with the gay marriage issue. I believe that the Supreme Court overstepped, as does Senator Ted Cruz and others who study the law, that the Supreme Court overstepped, and ultimately this is an issue for the states to decide. But beyond that, as a person of faith, I believe that marriage should not be a government issue. It is an issue for the church.
100% agree. Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate you talking.
Hey, Gary, thanks for listening. Appreciate the call. And again, this has nothing to, and you can't have these rational conversations one-on-one. That's why I like to have them on the radio, because people start screaming at you, "Oh, you're a homophobe." No, 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 no. No, this has nothing to do with that. This has everything to do with the overreach of the federal government. And it troubles me that we had 47 Republicans up on Capitol Hill who could not understand that concept. But for them, this is a power move. This is a power grab. That's really all about. So look, where does it go from here? Well, it's going to have a tough go in the Senate. We'll see. But if it is, look, if it goes through the Senate, Biden's going to sign this, because that's all they've got to run on. That's it. This is, and for the Democrats, this is nothing about all you gay folks out there. This has nothing to do with you. They want to rile up their base to get you guys out so you go and vote in November. That's what this is really all about. But look, I've got, and I know a lot of Christian conservatives who say, "Well, we shouldn't have the log cabin Republicans in the party." Okay, why? Why not? I mean, again, they're going to be fighting for things like fiscal responsibility. Why would you not want people in the party? I mean, do you want? And again, I've heard this from Christians. Well, we only need Christians in the Republican Party. Okay, but you know what? If the Christians are as active in the Republican Party as they are in church on Sunday, you're never going to win a race. Sorry to offend. Somebody's squirming in the pew, but it's true. So I don't have a problem with what Ronald Reagan coined, the big tent party. The issue I have is throwing the party platform out the window, and there is a long-established party platform on some of these big culture war issues. That's all. That's all I'm trying to say here. All right, we're going to get back to it. We got to weigh in on this Pete Buttigieg thing. Fascinating backstory about Pete's dad, who is a communist. and how that's influencing his son in Washington, D.C. We're going to be taking your calls as well. 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. Hey, head over to the website. Guys working on some great stories, ToddStearns.com. We'll be right back, America. There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
The only Republicans that I will support will be the one with Christian values and no one else.
Todd, I would like to say that I've been listening to your show for the past 2 years or so now, just on the podcast, and I finally downloaded the app so I could listen to you live, and if the Republican Party starts switching that way, you know, I'm just going to start voting constitutionalist, because in order to save this country, I feel like that's what we need to get back to, and that's what they're trying to take away from us.
All right, that's Gary from Orem, Utah, and Ricky from Stacy, Arkansas. Hey, guys, thanks for reaching out. And by the way, you can do that as well. You can send us a shout-out. You can only do that on our app. You say, Todd, how do I get the app? How much is it going to cost? Is it going to take hours to install? It takes like 5 seconds to install. It's free of charge. And all you have to do is go to KWAM Radio. That's KWAMradio.com. KWAMradio.com. Click on the app, and there you go. You can send us a shout out like Ricky and Gary just did. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So glad to have you with us today. Yesterday, Pete Buttigieg was testifying up on Capitol Hill, and a lot of people are very concerned about the high price of gasoline. Have you heard about this? I mean, it's just it's off the charts. People don't understand why President Biden just doesn't open up our pipelines, our oil fields. Why are we going over to Saudi Arabia with a gas can in our hand asking for a couple of gallons of gas? And Mayor Pete, or Secretary Pete, he said the quiet part out loud. Cut three.
Of course, the more pain we are all experiencing from the high price of gas, the more benefit there is for those who can access electric vehicles.
It's all about pain, ladies and gentlemen. They want you to suffer. This has nothing to do with dropping the price for a gallon of gasoline. This has everything to do with raising the cost because they want you to stop driving those gasoline-powered cars. They want you to switch over to an electric car, those cars that you plug into the side of your garage. That's what they want. But the problem is most Americans cannot afford those kinds of cars. What, $55,000, $60,000? Let's play cut number eight.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As I said in the outset, and Mr. Johnson and Mr. Roy have said, we think this legislation is unnecessary. Justice Alito was very clear. Again, it's been read several times. The Dobbs decision should not be misunderstood or mischaracterized to cast doubt on precedents that do not concern abortion. The court couldn't have been clearer. The Obergefell decision undid what 35 states have on their law in their respective state. 30 of those states, it was the vote of the people, as I said before. But this legislation is going to just, I guess, go after that, the decision of the respective states. And as I said, the voters in those states.
All right. Clearly, that wasn't Pete Buttigieg, but this is Pete Buttigieg.
I'm still astonished that some folks, and I felt this, I was testifying in Congress yesterday, some folks seem to really struggle to let go of the status quo.
So what's going on here? Well, this is all about advancing the Green New Deal. That's all this is about. Keep in mind that progressives are running the government right now. We know it's not Joe Biden. We know it's not Kamala Harris. This is all about AOC and the squad running the show. They have a lot more power than you might imagine behind the scenes. So you've got Pete Buttigieg in a very, very important and very powerful position. And Pete Buttigieg is implementing all the changes. And here's their thinking. The guy is young, he's cool, he's hip, he's gay, he's got good hair, he's got that smile, and they think that's going to cover a multitude of evil sins they're about to unleash on the American people. Now, you got to go back to the original Green New Deal. What was that really all about? Well, it's very simple. It was about shutting down automobiles. It's about shutting down jetliners. It was about shutting down hamburger joints. All for the sake of protecting the environment. And as we all know by now, they always tell us, in 10 years, California is going to slide off the face of the earth. In 10 years, all the polar bears are going to die. In 10 years, there's going to be penguins walking down Bourbon Street in New Orleans. And it's always in 10-year increments. And guess what happens? 10 years comes, 10 years goes, and we're all still here. Penguins doing just fine. That's how this operates. It's the greatest hoax perpetrated on the world, global warming. That's what that's all about. So anyway, why Pete Buttigieg, though? That's the big question. Why Pete Buttigieg? Well, I want to answer that question for you. Did a little bit of research. Again, working on the new book. And did a little research about Pete Buttigieg. Turns out his father, Joseph, was an avowed communist and Marxist. As a matter of fact, that was his life's work. His life's work was to pursue and to promote Marxism. Joseph Buttigieg. This is all very well documented. The Washington Examiner did a story several years ago, and quite frankly, it became an issue out on the campaign trail. One of the interesting components of Joseph Buttigieg's lessons and his academic work involved the following theory. He believed that you could convert people to the communist way of thinking by infiltrating the culture and the cultural institutions of a nation. Any of this sound familiar, by the way? He went on to say in the Washington Examiner piece, which, by the way, was verified by Snopes.com of all people, Buttigieg used his platform to advance Marxist theories in the academic community and in Hollywood, in music, in films, in books. Any of that sound familiar, ladies and gentlemen? Now, Pete Buttigieg says he was not influenced by his father, but earlier books indicate that Pete Buttigieg just soaked up everything his father ever said and did. Everything. So it's very possible, ladies and gentlemen, that we have a closet communist running the transportation department right now, and what a vitally important position that is, seeing what we're having to go through now. But that's the whole point of this. They want you. They want you to suffer because they believe when you finally had enough, you're going to fork over the $55,000 to buy a brand new electric car that only drives a couple of hundred miles, and you got to put it in and plug it in and wait, what, a couple of hours, and then drive a couple of hundred more miles, and then plug it in and wait a couple of more hours, and it's going to ruin travel in America. That's what that's going to do. By the way, do you see this story out of St. Petersburg, Florida? What a weird story. So this family goes out and buys one of these, I think it was a Ford, one of Ford's electric, the Ford Focus Electric is what it was. And they got a pretty good deal on it, actually, $11,000. It was an older model, used car. And so they're driving along. The thing's it's doing okay, I guess, for, what, 6 months. And then all of a sudden it goes kaput. So they take it down to the Ford dealership, and they're like, oh, yeah, the battery's gone bad. You got to get a new battery. So the car cost $11,000. The battery cost $14,000. So the battery cost $3,000 more than it cost to buy the car in the first place. And, of course, the family, they're like, we can't pay that. We just spent $11,000, and you're telling me the $11,000 car needs a $14,000 battery? What are you people, bonkers? So they ended up, long story short, they ended up selling the car back to the dealership for $500, a complete loss. Unbelievable. So this is why whenever I tell these electric car people, and I hear from them all the time, they're kind of like the gluten-free folks. You know, it's kind of like a condescending attitude, and I don't mean to be that in a mean way, but, you know, it's like I've seen this in a restaurant. I brought my own plate. I brought my own fork. Okay, well, why didn't you just go ahead and stay home? And I brought my own food. Okay, well, why didn't you just stay home? I don't get that. Anyway, but it's that attitude of, oh, you drive a gasoline-powered car? Mm-mm-mm. It's the same attitude I get when I go down to the independent bookstore. You know, they kind of look down on the conservatives. It's that kind of an attitude. Anyway, you hear stories like this, and this is why, and I do this in a very polite way, but I have to tell the electric car people just to blow it out their tailpipe. Got to take a break. 844-747-8868. And I don't want to hear from the gluten-free people. I was just making a point. That's 844-747-8868. And I'm not in the mood today. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Progressive presents Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, simple enough. Just got to get in there with my screwdriver. Do you mind handing me my screwdriver?
Are you trying to say screwdriver?
Well, I mean, you're saying it weird, but yeah, sure.
Look, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big and pay someone to install this for us so you don't have to pretend you can.
I know my way around a screwdriver. Oh, yeah. This is going to take a Philippe's head for sure.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
All right. I don't know who did this, but somebody was able to manipulate Google Maps. And remember where Joe Biden took the tumble when he was on his bicycle, where he sniffed the child's hair? So they actually labeled that Brandon Falls as if it was some sort of a place. And then just coincidentally, we've got a brand new sponsor of the program. Let's take a listen.
Turn an ordinary day into a super fantastic family day at the all-new Brandon Falls, America's summertime destination. Bike your way through the heart of Delaware and meet the zany characters of Brandon Falls, like Pedo Peter.
Gather around, children. Let me smell your hair.
And after you've worked up an appetite, enjoy a south of the border taco at the Brandon Falls Bodega. Or for some lighter fare, try our gluten-free Kamala Word salad, chock full of nuts.
Hey, Mom, let's go to Brandon Falls.
I'll go get the bicycles.
Whoa!
And I'll get the first aid kit.
Fun for the whole family. Plan your trip to Brandon Falls today. Let's go to Brandon.
Yay!
Not paid for by the Delaware Department of Travel and Tourism.
It sounds like a really fun vacation destination. All right. Sounds like someplace I'd like to go. Let's go to the phones. Connor Boston on the line. Connor, if you're looking for a vacation spot, there you go. Brandon Falls.
Well, it's funny, Todd. I just came back from Florida last week, so I didn't visit Brandon Falls.
There you go. All right. What's going on, Connor?
Apparently, I don't know if I'm welcome on the show anymore because I'm charging my electric car here at the Supercharger right now.
You are not. Are you really?
I really am. I'll send you a picture of it later. But I don't know. It's like I didn't buy my like, when you see some of the people who charge the chargers, there definitely is that those people in the community. I don't look at myself as a part of the EV community. I just like tech and I like fast cars. Before I had my car, I had a Mustang GT, definitely not eco-friendly. But, yeah, I mean, I think there's not necessarily, like, you know, if you have a gas car or if you have whatever type of fuel car, I think that's a personal choice. I don't think really the government can tell you what car you need to buy. You know, it's like there's others who buy it for tech, there's others who buy it for environmental reasons. But,
yeah.
You don't need to necessarily tell somebody that they need to be purchasing an electric car. They need to be working on doing their job, getting fuel prices lower, doing all those kind of things. But I'm literally laughing because I'm literally plugging in the car as I'm listening to your show.
Love it. Connor, we got a bad phone signal, but I think we got the gist of what you were saying. You get back to charging, and we'll chat with you later. Let's go to Louisiana Corky on KROF, our great affiliate down in Lafayette. Hey, Corky, what's going on?
Well, we were talking. You're talking about the Pete Buttigieg, and I wanted to tell both you and Grace Baker. I woke up and turned you on, and I wanted to say, you know, there was a bridge to nowhere, and y'all are a bridge to somewhere. I appreciate it so much. And we're talking about the electric cars. If everybody in the United States bought an electric car, what would we do with all the cars that we already have? They don't want to burn coal to redo them, so would they put them in the Grand Canyon and cover it up?
Well, Corky, it's I was reading a report yesterday about all these solar panel farms, and they're saying that you would literally have to destroy acres and acres of trees and forest just to build enough to accommodate the power grid. It's just, you know, people aren't thinking these things through.
No, they're not. And you know what I wanted to say was, I got two young men here with me talking about Buttigieg, influenced by his father. And they both have different, you know, families, but they don't believe in God. So they've been coming helping me because I got about four operations scheduled. And I was trying to show them there's the other path. But most of us follow that path that our parents show us. And whether they tell you or not, you just see it. So that's what you think is supposed to be. And I'm trying to show them there's more path than that. And one of them is really taking it to heart, and the other one's kind of holding off. But listening to you and getting that Christian attitude, it means more. And thank you for being there and sharing that with us.
Well, you're kind to say that, Corky, and you take care of your good self and keep us updated on your situation down there. I know we got a lot of folks offering thoughts and prayers your way as you go through these upcoming surgeries. So keep us updated, and you take care of yourself. All right, folks, 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, I got to tell you about Life Change Tea. They are having a huge summer sale. Buy three, get one free. Life Change Tea, I've been drinking it for about 2 months now, and it's just amazing. It's all natural. I drink a glass every single day and feel incredible. It's the right combination. You've got 12 herbs, comes in three delicious flavors, natural peppermint and pomegranate. And get this, it's made right here in the US of A. They've been doing it since 2007. All you got to do is brew up a good old jug of it, put it in the fridge, and pour yourself a glass every afternoon. GetTheTea.com is the website. That's GetTheTea.com. You can order yours today. Now, get this. If you plug in my promo code Todd10, they're going to give you an additional $10 off plus the free shipping. I love the free shipping. That's worth the price right there. By the way, we're talking $50 in savings at GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code Todd and the number 10. All right, coming up, we have some great guests. Our good friend Tony Perkins is going to drop by. Also, Dick Morris wrote an amazing book, and he says that Trump is running in 2024. He also predicts Hillary Clinton is going to be the Democrat Party's nominee, and it's going to be a colossal rematch of all political rematches. So we're going to be asking him questions about that, and you'll be able to have an opportunity to ask your questions as well. You just have to write down our telephone number, 844-747-8868. One final note before we run off to break here, and just a reminder, ToddStearns.com, download our podcast and our newsletter. These are some great resources. We send out breaking news alerts whenever breaking news happens. And we also send out an afternoon newsletter that includes all of our major stories of the day. We just want you guys to be informed. And again, we don't charge you. We don't share your information with anybody else. This is just a way for us to reach out to you and say, hey, these stories are important to us. All right, folks, stick around. And if you are anywhere in the southern states or the Midwest or the UK, crank up that air conditioning. It's a hot one out there, America.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this country never ceases to surprise me, ladies and gentlemen, the lunacy of the left. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. And we got a lot to go through today. And, I was having a conversation just the other day with someone years ago when I first bought KWAM, our flagship radio station in Memphis, Tennessee. When I first bought the radio station, we had a lot of leftists who worked in the building. And I've got nothing against the leftists. I got nothing against liberals in the media. As a matter of fact, when I worked at Fox News Channel, someone told me once maybe 0.5% of the people who work at Fox News Channel would actually consider themselves to be conservative. So in other words, the mainstream media is predominantly, overwhelmingly liberal. It's leftist. And that is, it's no surprise. We see it every day. And that's one of the reasons. And by the way, the reason why Fox News Channel for so many years was conservative, was actually fair and balanced, is that the people in charge, the people calling the shots, the people producing the shows, were in fact conservative. That was the 0.5%. But now many of those people have been fired or let go or whatever. But I'm not talking about Fox News. I just want to use that as an example. And especially in the public welfare journalism sector, I'm talking about PBS and NPR, two organizations that cannot afford to pay their bills. And that's why they require tax dollars. And I've heard, I know, it's only 2%, Todd, only 2%. I don't care if it's a penny. I don't care if it's a penny. It's still our tax dollars. And as a radio station owner, it bothers me that the profits, the taxes that I have to pay from my very successful radio station have to prop up the failing public radio station here in Memphis, Tennessee. It bothers me. But that's not what I want to talk about. So anyway, when I first started here, people were very alarmed. Oh, that Starnes, he's a conservative. He's just a big meanie. He's going to shut down all of us. And the reality is I did not. As a matter of fact, early on, I knew we had a couple of on-air talent that were far leftist, but they put out a pretty good product, and they had a pretty good program. And I said, you know what? We're going to keep the show as long as it's getting ratings, as long as, the ads are flowing in. What do I care? As long as it's entertaining, because that's what radio is supposed to be, ladies and gentlemen. You know, a lot of these Rush Limbaugh wannabes that are out there, and there are some. As a matter of fact, there are a couple of radio hosts who are proclaiming themselves as the second coming of Rush Limbaugh. Well, that's a lot of hubris, because there's only one Rush Limbaugh, and he's in glory right now. He returned his talent that was on loan from God. But you've got all these talk radio guys out there, and they're the next Rush Limbaugh. And what do they do? And you've heard the shows. You know, I'm not going to name names, but you've heard the shows, right? All they do is scream at you for 3 hours. That's not what Rush Limbaugh did. Rush Limbaugh was an entertainer as well as an informer. He educated a generation of American citizens. So all that to say, there's just a lot of noise out there, and a lot of people are just confused about what is entertaining on the radio. So for me, it is about being being challenged, and I just want to hear what that person is going to say next. So one day, the leftist loon who had the show called up and said, "I'm no longer going to work for you." And I'm like, "Well, all right, why not? What happened?" And I was really intrigued. And it turned out that this individual was offended by something I said on my national radio show. And you're just intolerant. That's what this person said. You're just intolerant. You're a mean person. How dare you? You know what it was? It was during the George Floyd stuff. And I dared to say that all lives matter. And as I pointed out in Memphis, Tennessee, clearly all lives do not matter because people are getting slaughtered all over the place and nobody cares. But in this particular instance, I just pointed out that I believe, as an outpouring of my Christian faith, that every single life is important and every single life matters, and not one life is more important than someone else's life. That's what set this person off. So anyway, it was, as soon as hung up the phone, I mean, she was just very upset. "How dare you? How dare you?" I'm like, "Well, what do you want me to do?" So this individual quit right on the spot and then wrote this nasty note on social media saying that I was an intolerant person. And that really struck a chord in me because I'm anything but an intolerant person. As a matter of fact, if you want to talk about intolerance, this individual who stormed off in a huff was the intolerant person, because this person had a platform on a radio station owned by a rock solid conservative. Now, on this radio station, I don't know what it's like on your local radio station, but we have guests of all different persuasions that come on to this radio station, KWAM, the Mighty 990, celebrating 75 years on the air. We have Republicans, we have Democrats. As a matter of fact, we have more Democrats begging to be on the show than the Republicans. And trust me, in Memphis, Tennessee, there's not much difference between those two parties. And why is it the Democrats want to come on a conservative talk radio station? Why is that? Because, first of all, they know they're going to be asked the tough questions, but they know we're going to be fair and we're going to be balanced. We don't do the gotcha stuff here. And people appreciate that. So we have a platform on a conservative radio station, a conservative radio station that is open for everyone, no matter what their ideology is. We just ask one thing. Can you be entertaining? We don't like a snooze fest here. This is NPR. We have breaking news today. The sun came out, and we need your money. Will you give $25 for a tote bag? No, nobody wants to hear that crap. No wonder we got to fork over our tax dollars to keep those people employed and off the unemployment line. I mean, geez, hello. So anyway, it really struck me that all of these people out there, they're saying the conservatives are intolerant, when in fact, we're pretty open-minded people. I'm a pretty open-minded guy. We have all sorts of opinions on this radio station and on this radio program. Guess what happens, ladies and gentlemen? If you disagree with me, what happens? You go right to the top of the line. Because we like the debate. We like to have the conversations. Do you ever see that on NPR? Do you ever see that on PBS? Do you ever see that on any of the local TV stations in your market? I don't see that, but you know what? You see it here. And that's what makes us unique, and we take pride in that. A conservative radio station that is open-minded. All that to say, in Indianapolis, Indiana, they've got a bunch of leftists in the media up there. And I've got a story to share with you in the aftermath of what could have been a massacre at the mall. in Greenwood, Indiana. And it's a crazy story, but it's one you need to be aware of. So there is a CBS traffic reporter, and this guy claims to be a devout Christian. He claims to be an Eagle Scout, yada, yada, yada. His name is Justin Kohler, and he is the traffic reporter at the CBS affiliate in Indianapolis. So anyway, we all know now the name of the hero, the Good Samaritan, who stopped the shooter inside the food court at that shopping mall. The guy's name is Elisha Dickin. It's kind of a weird spelling. I don't know what the nationality is, but it's Elisha, but it's got a J and an extra S in the name. Anyway, regardless, Elisha Dickin is the hero. 22 years old. He had a handgun. When that guy started shooting in the food court, Mr. Dickin, instead of running away and hiding, took out his legal weapon. So he had a concealed carry, took it out, and immediately shot the gunman. And then the gunman stumbles into the bathroom and drops dead. The mayor, police chief, Congressman Jim Banks, anybody who is breathing in Indiana says without a doubt that guy stopped the gunman from committing a massacre, and he's a good Samaritan. So that's that phrase set off the traffic reporter. And so the traffic reporter went on social media, and he's all upset. And you can tell he's one of these woke evangelicals. You can just see him coming from a mile away. The hair, with half of the hair is there and the other half is shaved off, and it's just a weird look, man, a weird look. But I digress. So here's what he wrote. The term Good Samaritan came from a Bible passage of a man from Samaria who stopped on the side of the road to help a man who was injured and ignored. I cannot believe we live in a world where the term can be equally applied to someone killing someone. My God! You know, sir, you profess to be a Christian man, and yet you use God's name in a slur there. Might want to repent of that. So he's all upset because he doesn't believe you can call this man, this hero, a good Samaritan. And he's not the only one. People are piling on. It's the anti-gun crowd and the woke evangelicals, these woke, never Trump Christian people. And they're all attacking this poor guy. And they believe the better option would have been for there to be a massacre in the mall. Folks, see how this parallels our politics of the day? Because these are the same people, these never-Trumpers and the woke evangelicals and the anti-gun crowd, all these people were saying, you can't vote for Trump even if he saved the unborn babies. You can't, because they seem to believe that the better course of action would have for Roe v. Wade to remain the law of the land. That's the parallel here. So anyway, this Kohler guy goes back. I mean, people are piling on, and the blue check mark crowd, they're all in with this guy. But the regular folk, they're like, are you a lunatic? What are you saying here? So Mr. Kohler later came back, and here's what he wrote. Let me be clear, my thoughts are not meant to discredit the heroic life-saving action an individual took in stopping the shooter. That's exactly what it is, you moron. Stop sniffing gasoline. He goes on to say, I'm no biblical scholar. Then you know what? Maybe you ought to just stay in your freaking lane, sir. Maybe that's what you ought to do. Now, I'm not a theologian, but I can tell you this. I believe that what that man did was noble and honorable, and I believe he was, in fact, and is a good Samaritan. Now, if you go through and read your Bible, you can see plenty of stories about God's people in trouble, and what do? They pray out to God and ask for help, and what happens? Well, if you read the Bible, there are plenty of stories about armies of angels rushing to the defense of those in need. And I want you to think about this for a moment. Just maybe, as there were families, terrified families, huddling under chairs in front of the closed Chick-fil-A on a Sunday, trying to protect their loved ones from the gunman. Maybe, just maybe, a few of those folks actually prayed out to God for help. And guess what? The army showed up. God's angel showed up. And he happened to be a 22-year-old kid from Indiana armed with a handgun. Anybody thought about that? So, look, we're going to take a break here. But I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. Do you have a problem calling this young man a good Samaritan? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Progressive presents Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, fixing a water heater. Easy peasy.
Oh, yeah? So you know how to secure the skiff joint?
Yeah.
Detach the steam pump?
Takes 2 seconds.
And fasten the dooble to the pressure tube?
Yeah, my dad taught me how to do that.
Oh, that's interesting, because I made all those things up. Look, we should just bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
That's cool. This dooble's the wrong size anyway.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
I believe this young man deserves more than Good Samaritan. He needs to be acknowledged as the Great Samaritan. His actions deserve that.
All right, that was Ed from Texas, and he left us a shout-out, and you can do that. So if you don't want to call in and talk live on the air, you can actually leave me a message on our awesome app. You say, all right, how can I get the app? It's very simple. Go to kwamradio.com and download the app, and you'll be able to listen to the show. Send us a shout-out just like Ed from Texas did. All right, let's get to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Salem, Oregon, Ron listening to us on KYKN. Ron, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Lord, I'm just telling you, I'm that black redneck. I'm going to see you Friday, my brother. Right there in Salem.
It's pretty soon. Ron, it's going to be a lot of fun. And for those of you who may not be aware, I'm heading out to Salem for a couple of big events coming up Thursday and Friday. And we would love to see you there, sponsored by the Marion County Republican Party and KYKN. Go to KYKN's website, and all the information is there. And we would love to see you, just like Ron said. It's going to be a lot of fun, Ron. Can't wait to meet you in person.
I'm just telling you right now. Now, this is a great example of Martin Luther's turned over in his grave to help separate us from the Catholics, my brother. Because the person said the Good Samaritan. I mean, excuse me. I had a couple of those Good Samaritans on 91st from Normandy, 120th Peter, when Maxine Waters let catch and release and everything else, puppeteer my city councilman in South Central Los Angeles, North Side, which was middle class. And I was blessed to have a Good Samaritan that stopped the...
Oh, did we lose Ron? Oh, I think we lost Ron. Sorry about that, my friend. We'll try to get back to you, and if not, we will see you Friday. But to Ron's point, look, when you look, this reporter from the CBS affiliate, the traffic reporter, this guy would have you believe that, I guess, we're not even allowed to have militaries anymore. So if you're a Christian, you can't serve in the military. But the idea that if you shoot somebody, you can't be a Good Samaritan, that's the most moronic thing I have heard. Shameful. Just absolutely shameful. So I say this, I'm with Ed from Texas. He's not a Good Samaritan. This guy, Elisha Dickin, is a Great Samaritan. And he illustrated a very important point that the left would prefer you not know, that by and large, overwhelmingly, 99% of law-abiding gun owners in America only own a gun to protect themselves and their families. They may be hunters, they may be marksmen, but primarily people own guns to protect their families. And thank God that Indiana's concealed carry law went into effect. Otherwise, we would have been talking about a massacre. And you would have given more ammo for the left to go after an all-out gun grab, which is apparently coming possibly as early as this week. All right, look, we've got to take a break here. we got so many stories to drop by you today, folks. A lot happening. We love your calls. 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. By the way, the website, toddstearns.com. And I want you to go and look at the front picture, and I ask you a question. Are those dudes ladies? We'll talk about that coming back.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know? A driveway basketball hoop, including the base, weighs around 400 pounds. Something you probably do know? There's a windstorm coming. Something you probably don't know? A basketball hoop tipping over can poke a hole in a car roof like a can opener. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I hope you are having a pleasant day wherever you are across the country. You know, I'm getting ready for the Delta Airlines flight, and I'm flying first class out there, and so you get to order food. So they serve you a dinner, and I will say this about Delta Airlines, and I only fly Delta. If Delta doesn't go there, then I don't. And there's a couple of reasons why. Delta is the airline that I actually hate the least out of all the airlines out there. But they do a pretty good job of getting me from point A to point B. So anyway, I got an email last night saying I had to select my meal for the trip. And I was kind of put off by the recommendation. So it's like one is a protein-free meal. That's what they're calling it. Another, it's like a vegetarian burrito. And the other is some sort of a Vietnamese salad with chicken, allegedly. And the other was a beef dish. But the problem was it was on this lima bean succotash. And I'm like, okay, what about a good, like, chicken sandwich or something? Can we not? Do they not have Chick-fil-A? I don't know. It's very odd. Anyway, I'm saving my appetite for when I get to Salem because I understand the food scene in Salem, Oregon, is out of this world. All right. We got to talk about a story out of – and by the way, Congressman Ronnie Jackson's coming up in the next hour, and that's why we're not talking about Biden's cognitive decline just yet because he is the expert on this as former President Obama's doctor – now Congressman Ronnie Jackson out of Texas. And we're also going to be talking to the mother of a female swimmer who had to go up against Leah Thomas. Marshy Smith is with Icons, and she'll be here a little bit later on in the program. We've got a story up on our website, toddstearns.com, and I'll bring to your attention. You need to understand what's happening on your college and university campuses in America. There's something very dangerous afoot. Now, many public universities, public schools have a student government association, and it's just like your local or state or federal government. You have senators or representatives. You have a student Supreme Court. So you have it's basically a student version of what we do in real life in politics. But here's the problem. It really is a microcosm of the problems we're facing in big government. Because a lot of these kids are coming up with very dangerous ideas on their college and university campuses, and they're implementing these policies in the school itself. And that's where we start with Maya Little. She is a black student at the University of Houston. She is a Christian, and she was hoping to become the first black woman elected to the Student Supreme Court at the University of Houston. So she goes before her peers, her classmates, and she's giving her speech, and she's explaining why she deserves to be named to the Supreme Court at the University of Houston. And she quotes a Bible verse during her remarks, and it triggered the student politicians almost immediately. and they decided to go into a closed-door session, and they voted, and they rejected her because of her religious beliefs. And they said that they had to be very sensitive about appointing Christians to positions within the government in the aftermath of Roe v. Wade. Now, the Daily Cougar is the university's newspaper, and they've been covering this story. And they say that Miss Little, because she is a Christian, has something called latent bias. I have no idea what that means. And they were especially troubled by the Bible verse. Miss Little, in an interview with the student newspaper, and by the way, kudos to the student newspaper for reaching out and getting her side of the story. She said, I read a Bible verse months ago, and it really inspired me. It made me realize that the world to me and in my eyes is made out of love. Okay, well, what's wrong with that? It's not like she read some sort of a Sodom and Gomorrah verse about God smiting people. It was a verse about love. And who doesn't appreciate a good Bible verse about love? She did have one supporter on the state Senate, on the student Senate, a guy by the name of Nolan Schultz. He said, quote, I think with record level crime, disparity, and poverty, we need more Christ in government. Oh, golly. I'm surprised they didn't impeach that guy. Quote, I need to go on the record saying I bring Christ anywhere I go. Wow. Again, kudos to the student newspaper for getting both sides of the story. The Daily Cougar. You better watch it. They're going to impeach that guy. And we'll be on the story if they do. Now, you might remember this. A couple of years, maybe it was last year, there was a kid at Auburn University. He was a white guy, and he was a conservative. He's still white, and he's still conservative. He was the most qualified individual for the Supreme Court there at Auburn University, and they rejected him because he was not diverse enough. What does that even mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means.
He's of the Caucasian persuasion.
No, he is. He's a white guy. Can't have no honkies on the Supreme Court at Auburn. So I know that might offend people, but that's the truth. So look, here's the deal, folks. You need to pay attention to this nonsense, because what's happening on your college campus eventually happens in real life. And if you don't believe me, why don't you go out there and ask somebody what their preferred pronoun is? So here's my take on this. We need to crack down and crack down hard, because this is against the law what they're doing. To reject somebody from a position because of their skin color or because of their religious beliefs, that's against the law. And if Congress will not do anything about it, we need to get new people up on Capitol Hill. I have a very simple solution to all of this. Defund any university, public or private, that refuses to protect civil liberties. It's very simple. You're either going to support civil liberties or you're not going to get our tax money. But you need to understand something. There are a growing number of people that are being taught in public school that Christians and white people are no longer qualified to serve in public office. Pay very close attention to that. Now, I believe that we ought to be electing people based on the content of their character. I know that is a foreign concept these days, but that's what I believe. Very troubling story out of the University of Houston as well as Auburn University. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Philip is listening to us from Havelock, North Carolina, wants to weigh in on that Good Samaritan story. All right, Philip, what's on your mind?
Yes, Todd. First of all, thank you very much. I am a first-time caller, and I really appreciate you taking my call. Let me just make one comment about Auburn University, because I was born and raised in Alabama, and what we call Auburn is a very good school to go to if you can't afford to go to a very good school.
Well, there you go. I'm not going to get into that fight. I'm a Tennessee fan, so I don't... I've already got a dog in the fight. We got our own problems.
I understand. Let me just say that I'm a retired Marine, 24 expert marksmanship awards in the Marine Corps, and I'm a Christian man. I'm an older white man, considerably older than you. And let me just say that in the county that I live in, here in North Carolina, there are more concealed carry holders than you can shake a stick at. And if somebody wants to pull out a gun and start shooting people, he's going to get weighed down by a crowd of armed people.
As well it should be, Philip. And I think, you know, when the bad guys understand that, you know, when they know that, hey, look, there's a pretty good chance people here are packing heat, or if a homeowner is packing heat and is well protected, you think the bad guys are going to think twice before they knock in that front door.
That's exactly right. That's the entire point of the Second Amendment. We will protect ourselves and we will protect those around us.
Philip, and just think about this for a moment. And we're honoring this young man, we're praising this young man, and a large part of that is to help him, because he didn't show up at the mall thinking he was going to have to take out a terrorist. It's just something that he was prepared to do, but he didn't want to have to do that. And I don't know about his religious nature or status, but I have to imagine that he's going through a heck of a lot emotionally right now, knowing that he had to take somebody's life to save others. I mean, that's a big thing for anybody.
I can't imagine what kind of emotional turmoil one would go through if they took out someone's life. But for what reason?
That's right. And that's why, you know, we have to have this affirmation. And it's really appalling to see these reporters coming out and attacking this young man and really casting dispersions on him. He did the right thing. And we've got to honor that and let people know this is how you behave in that sort of a situation.
I couldn't agree more.
Philip, I have to tell you, you did a great job as a first-time caller. And second, I just want to say thank you for serving our great nation. And you could give us a call back one of these days. Will you do that?
Oh, yes, sir, I will, please.
All right. Yeah, so now you'll be a veteran caller. So, Philip from North Carolina, God bless you, sir, and thank you for your service. All right, good people down in that part of the country, by the way. A lot of military veterans live in that part of North Carolina and listen to us over on The Talk Station, as they brand it over there. All right, we've got to take a break here. Lines open, 844-747-8868. What do you think we ought to do with these colleges, these universities, that want to crack down on Christians and people because of the color of their skin? 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. By the way, famed political strategist Dick Morris, he says Donald Trump is running for president. Few people know Trump better than Dick Morris. He's been his top advisor for years. And Dick Morris has a great bestseller out this week. It's called The Return, and it reveals Trump's secret plan for 2024. And the real reason that he is running. Dick says Trump is still facing three big threats, but Biden can never be reelected. Already a number one bestseller on Amazon. You've got to get a copy of The Return. Here's what I want you to do. We've got a free offer from Newsmax. You're going to save almost $28. Go to thereturn911.com. That's thereturn911.com. Thereturn911.com. We'll be right back.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
By the way, Dick Morris is predicting that the 2024 race is going to be Donald Trump against Hillary Clinton. Could you imagine that? This is going to be one of the greatest political rematches. It's going to be like Rocky. This is going to be pretty epic. So anyway, we'll keep tabs on that. And Dick Morse is going to be on the show, I believe, later this week or possibly next week. Let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Keith from Maysville, North Carolina. Hi, Keith. What's going on?
Hello, Todd. I hear it's hot over there in Memphis.
Oh, my goodness. Keith, it's they're telling us that the heat index is like 115 degrees. You could smoke a pork butt outside.
Get you some good sweet hickory, dude.
Well, I'm going to baste myself in barbecue sauce, my friend.
There you go. Hey, on a side note before I jump into the call, the best food I ever had and the best service I ever had on an airline was British Airways flying to London on my way to Kosovo.
Is that right?
Good food. Yes, yes.
Well, I will say this, since we've got off on this tangent, when I flew out to Israel a couple of years ago, we did Virgin Atlantic, and man, it was top notch. They actually played the theme song to Shaq as they took off and landed, which was a little weird, but you know, it worked. It was the vibe.
Cool.
All right, let's talk about college diversity.
Well, it's quite simple. If they want to do diversity, well, let's do diversity. All their basketballs and football teams, every one of them has to be diverse. Let's put more white guys on them, and I'm talking about starting white guys. even if they're not good enough, we're going to put them on there because we're going to be diverse.
Keith, you're going to get me in trouble here. Look, I mean, it's a fair point, you know, because again, like the NBA, especially in professional sports, you know, NBA, NFL, and especially the NBA, it's overwhelmingly non-white. And you don't hear anybody talking about diversity except complaining there are too many white coaches. So I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe they just don't, you know, here's my take on it, Keith. For the record, and you know, we've got all these leftists that are assigned to this program and they write down everything I say. So officially, I believe that you want the best person, the best qualified athlete for your team. However, well, and let me put a caveat here. So if you're a female basketball coach, you want every transgender basketball player on your team so you'll be able to beat the girls. That being said, if in fact we're going to be ruled by diversity and the quota system, then what you just said, Keith, is pretty accurate. If you're going to have to have an equal number of black players and white players on the team and Hispanic players. And Asian players.
But it won't fly, Todd. They want the best players.
Of course. And that's the way it ought to be for everything. You want to talk about diversity hires? Take a look at the White House press secretary right now. She can't even answer a question. And the reason why is because she was not hired for her ability to communicate. She was hired because she is a black legal immigrant lesbian. And there's something else in there that I'm missing. But she was a diversity hire. And that's the only and that's the problem. They're not hiring the best of the best. They're hiring diversity people.
That's true, Todd. And listen, you have a great day, and I'll continue listening.
Keith, God bless you, and thank you for the food recommendation. Appreciate that. So, all right, 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. All right, coming up, a good friend of this program, Congressman Ronnie Jackson, is going to be here weighing in on President Biden's cognitive decline. He is a medical doctor. He is a very well-qualified medical doctor. He was President Obama's doctor in the White House, and now he is up on Capitol Hill. He is sounding the alarms. And I've got a question for you, ladies and gentlemen. Do you believe it is time for the Biden cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment? We're going to be talking about that with the congressman. Also, Congressman Barry Loudermilk is going to be here talking about the border crisis a little bit later on as well. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number, that's 844-747-8868. Now is also a great time for all of our new listeners in Youngstown, Ohio, WYCL, to head over to our website. We have some great free resources for you there, including our podcast and our newsletter. And if you call into the program all this week, you make it on the air, we're going to hook you up with a free prize package, just our way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. All right, folks, stick around. Hour two coming up next.
since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. How are you today? Hope you're doing well. I have a story to share with you. Grace, what are you doing? Are you dancing? Why are you dancing in the studio? I don't understand that.
Well, you know, just in a good mood.
All
took
right.
The day off yesterday, back today.
No, I mean, there's
energized.
Well, there's nothing wrong with dancing. I was just, I normally haven't seen you dance before.
Well, it's because I'm not very good at it.
Well,
I mean, let's be real. This white girl can't dance.
So I have a question before. I forgot to ask this question of Kyle, so you can just ask him. We're going to play this rap video. Did we bleep the language in the rap video? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I oversaw this because I was like, that is the worst rap I've ever heard in my life.
So, well, I may have the second worst because you're right. I thought I was the worst white rapper in America. Because I did try my hand at doing the rap.
Do you know how to do the beatboxing, though? You just say boots and cats really fast. Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots.
Boots and cats and
yeah,
boots and...
Oh. Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats.
What? I don't understand what
it's
that is.
It's just a trick to make yourself have a beat for a rap.
So
continue.
Blake Masters is running for the Senate in Arizona. And he's a young fella. He's not very old. And I guess years ago, was this 2007, 2008, he recorded a rap video. Now, this is, no, he's 35. Wow. So he should have known better. Anyway, he was, I don't think he's in trouble for rapping, but he had Indian war paint on. And apparently that's a big no-no nowadays. I had no idea. But apparently that's a big no-no. So if you don't normally live in a teepee, or if you're not related to Tonto from The Lone Ranger, then you're not allowed to wear war paint. So anyway, he's running for the Senate. He did this video when he was younger, and now it's causing big problems. Let's take a listen to Mr. Masters.
We're back. So Barack Obama called the waitress a speedy today. Now the press is having a day. They're getting all mad. They're looking for a fight. I'm reading the news. I'm like, this shit ain't right. What's going on here? He can't speak the truth. What if she was a sweetie? What if she was cute? It's a sad day in society when 1 + 2 can't equal 3. I'm no fan of his policies, but he's not a sexist. Everybody knows this. He's... wandered around with Lexus, but it didn't work. What an idiot. Why would I... Here we go. How about we talk about the way I look? Everybody knows that's off the hook. I've got the war paint on, as you can see. Who said what about cultural insensitivity? Nah, man. It's just having fun. Don't blame me. I ain't the one. Where's my beat? Something. Yeah, that's right. Okay, I dress up as an Indian. If you don't like it, I'm gonna take you in to the political correct police, throw you in jail. Blake makes it rock, but Sean D, he makes it hail. Everybody knows that I can't beat that guy. His rounds were, oh my god, super fly. I'm almost embarrassed to be stacked up with him. But sometimes you gotta lose and grin. Alright, C-Bay, think I'm done. That's all I got for you, hope it was fun. I keep on rapping, but you know how it goes. Those guys get gunned down and they get no hoes. If they continue too long, like LL Cool J, who the hell is he anyway? All right, that's my freestyle. I'm going out eloquent. Now I hope you enjoy a special D. I wish that rhymed. Love you, C-Bay.
Dogs and cats, dogs and cats, dogs and cats.
No, it's boots and cats.
Oh, boots and cats. I'm sorry. I thought it was dogs and cats.
Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots.
Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots. What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything.
Is that freestyle?
Yeah, it's supposed to give you like a beat noise.
So they're saying this is going to destroy his candidacy. I don't think it will, actually.
It might destroy his street cred.
Yeah, I'm not.
Because no one's going to ever go to him for this sort of thing. But
I don't think it's Superfly, but it's, you know.
The only thing that's weird is why does he have the war paint on? I just want to know, like, the reason. Because there is, like, I guess he just wanted to make fun of cultural appropriation.
But he was sort of defending Barack Obama in that.
Yeah,
right?
That's why I just don't
because he called a waitress sweetie or something.
Yeah,
and
he
so
said he's
I,
not a sexist.
Right. Yeah. So I think he was defending B.H. Obama.
Maybe the rap is the problem. Yeah. Is that cultural appropriation?
For a white guy, yeah. I got in trouble at Fox because I rapped.
Well, was it because you weren't very good at it, though?
Well, I thought I was pretty good at it. It was the theme song to the Beverly Hillbillies.
That's
which,
not a rap.
No, it is. Come and listen to my story about a man named Jet.
Oh.
Poe Mountaineer barely kept his family fed.
Okay, fair enough.
Anyway, it is what it is. You know what I think we ought to do? Crime news across America.
Keeping you updated on crimes sweeping across the fruited plain.
I ain't scared of no popo car, the popo car, the popo.
This is the Starnes ABB.
You know, Gray, some people said my rap music was a crime.
I tend to agree.
Dateline, Florida. It's always Florida. St. Petersburg. A heavily intoxicated Florida man arrested Saturday night for calling 911. He reported that his girlfriend wished to eat Sour Patch Kids.
How is that a crime? They're delicious.
Well, he was probably drunk and thought she was actually wanting to eat children.
Okay.
When asked about the call by a sheriff's deputy, Larson smiled and walked away. His name, Joshua Larson, age 37, bad hairdo.
That's a crime.
Mr. Larson allegedly struggled with deputies as they sought to place him in handcuffs. An electronic control weapon was eventually a taser. See, they should have used it on David Hogg.
I'll tell you.
Anyway, Larson was ordered by a judge not to consume alcohol and has been outfitted with an alcohol monitoring device.
Or Sour Patch Kids.
Apparently, he gets, I don't know, triggered. Next story. Police in Pennsylvania pursue a pierogi pilferer.
What?
A burglar broke into a Pennsylvania home and stole a bag of pierogies. The pierogies valued at $10. What is a pierogi? Is that like a dumpling? Is that like a Polish dumpling?
I believe so.
All right, somebody should call us and explain the what a pierogi is. The suspect burglarized the apartment of Tyler White, who lives in Trout Run. The thief made off with a 5-pound bag of Mrs. T's brand pierogies. They don't sell those at Kroger here. In addition to stealing the frozen pierogies, the burglar caused minor damage to drywall in the home's kitchen. Did he break through like the Kool-Aid man?
I have a definition
want
to know about this particular dish.
Yes, please help.
It's a filled dumpling made by wrapping the dough around a savory or sweet filling and cooking in boiled water, and it's originally from China.
Thank you, Grace Baker. Founded in 1952, Mrs. T's Pierogies is the largest provider of pierogies in the country, offering many new flavor combinations as well as the original classics. This is all in the police report.
Very detailed.
The pierogies are equally amazing, boiled, baked, sautéed, grilled, air-fried, or tossed in a slow cooker.
Ooh.
All right, there you go. Next story. I'm saving the strippers for last.
Oh, no.
This from the Smoking Gun. A teenage driver was watching Stranger Things on her phone when her car drifted in the oncoming lane and collided with a semi. This happened in Minnesota near Minneapolis. Police say the teenager escaped with minor injuries in the rollover crash.
Well, you know what they say about Stranger Things?
It's strange.
It's very upside down.
Oh.
People who watch it will get it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's okay, Todd.
The semi's driver swerved to the road's shoulder avoiding a head-on collision with the Stranger Things fan and likely saved the teenager's life. During police questioning, the driver initially denied being on her phone at the time of the crash. However, deputies noted the auto's Bluetooth system was still streaming the audio to Stranger Things on Netflix.
Busted.
The teenager admitted to watching Netflix while driving. She was cited for watching a video on her phone. You know how you do that. It was, go ahead and confess, ma'am. Is it true you were watching Stranger Things? No, I would never do such a thing. Ma'am, we have evidence. No, you don't. Ma'am, we know you were watching Stranger Things. No, you don't. Ma'am, can you tell us what happened last night on Stranger Things? Oh, yes. Well, so-and-so did this to that. Guilty.
Boom. Busted.
Drat you. Anyway. All right, moving along. This is from Breitbart. A strip club was robbed of $22,000 in $1 bills.
Whoa.
This happened in Providence, Rhode Island. A strip club there, the Cadillac Lounge. You know, I drive a Cadillac.
Oh, no. Well, I don't think you should take your car
Never
there.
Been to that lounge. The Cadillac Lounge was robbed of a huge amount of money. This is from Breitbart and CBS Boston. A man entered, pointed a gun at the manager's head, and said, "This is a robbery." And then he snatched $3,500 out of the guy's hands. He also demanded he open a safe holding $22,000 in $1 bills.
That's a lot of trips back and forth.
He took all the ones. I could hear him stacking them in the big bag he had, the manager said. The suspect now faces charges of armed robbery. His name is John Tay Good. That's his name. The manager said, quote, "I thought it was a joke. This can't be."
I would have thought that too.
Can I just say, this must not be one of the upscale, you know, strip clubs.
Why do you say this?
They're just dollar bills. It's not like fives, tens, or twenties.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, all right. That's well, there you go. That's the crime news for today, ladies and gentlemen. It is what it is. All right, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Progressive presents Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, fixing a water heater. Easy peasy.
Oh, yeah? So you know how to secure the skiff joint?
Yeah.
Detach the steam pump?
Takes 2 seconds.
And fasten the Dooble to the pressure tube?
Yeah, my dad taught me how to do that.
Oh, that's interesting, because I made all those things up. Look, we should just bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
That's cool. This Dooble's the wrong size anyway.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Grace Baker, we are the only conservative talk radio program in America with our own pierogi correspondent.
Yeah, I don't think anyone else can claim such a thing.
It's like a battlefield promotion for our intern, Alan Morrow, who joins us. So, Alan, you heard us talking about the pierogies, and that's like apparently a thing.
It's a huge thing.
Where you're from?
Yes. So I'm from Ohio, but the very eastern edge of Ohio. I'm like 45 minutes from Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh, I mean, it has to be the pierogi capital of America. Pierogies are a huge deal, and everyone loves them. In Pittsburgh, they have like a pierogi festival every year in downtown Pittsburgh.
Is that right? So Pittsburgh is where the pierogies were pilfered. So, I mean, this could be a big story there, I guess.
I guess so, yeah.
So, have you had a pierogi?
Oh, yeah. We would have them all the time as kids. And actually, until I went to college, I didn't realize that everyone didn't have pierogies all the time. And I mentioned pierogies one time, and my friends were like, "What's that?" And I was like, "Oh, my goodness." And I realized that just because of the area I'm from, they're pretty predominant.
So when I went down to Texas for the first time many, many years ago, someone offered me a kolache. And when they said, "Would you like a kolache?" I said, "No, I had my shots as a child. I thought it was some sort of an illness. I didn't realize it was a delicious pastry."
Yeah, I actually tried a kolache for the first time this past semester. My boss at school lived in Texas before, and his wife made them for us, and they're awesome.
Well, I'll be. So, and they're savory and sweet, like the pierogies.
They are.
Well, hang tight, Al. I want to bring in Ernie from Moorhead City, North Carolina, and Ernie wants to weigh in on pierogies as well. Ernie, you're on the air with our great intern, Alan Morrow.
thank you so much. I don't want to disagree with your last caller. I find it hard to believe that Pittsburgh is the capital of pierogi world.
Really? So where would you say pierogies are? What's the capital?
Mrs. T's is a mass-produced, that's all I can get here, so I'm not knocking them, but pierogi is a fresh, made fresh, and I came from central New Jersey where I have a Hungarian, Polish, and German background, and I got to tell you, there are still people in the area where I moved from 20 years ago where it's passed down from mother to daughter, handmade pierogi.
Now, Ernie, I do not want to correct you, sir, but we've gone to the dictionaries, we've gone to the interwebs, and sure enough, Pittsburgh is, in fact, famous for the pierogies.
Well, that's all well and good, and I'm sure they're wonderful pierogies, but I got to tell you, still people up there, basically people of Polish descent, where the mother teaches the daughter how to hand make pierogies, and I long for them, and I have relatives up there that sometimes bring them down here. However, they're not as good as fresh, and a lot of people like them with sour cream. Some people like them with sauerkraut, cabbage, any form.
Ooh,
but
interesting. I'm not a big cabbage guy.
Nothing like a hand-rolled pierogi.
Alan, jump in here.
Ernie,
defend your honor.
Here's what I think we need to do. Next year, you need to come to the pierogi festival in Pittsburgh and try them out for yourself and see if Pittsburgh can claim its right to being famous for pierogies.
I'd like to take you up on that, sir.
I love it. You see, Ernie, we do the same thing with barbecue here in Memphis. We always tell people what they're doing up in St. Louis and Kansas City. It just sucks. It's not real barbecue.
Well,
we can get away with that.
Here in East North Carolina, barbecue is not sauced. It's vinegar based.
It's unfortunate. That's what it is.
It's all we have, and I like them both ways.
Ernie, I've tried. Brother, I have tried to enjoy the North Carolina vinegar based barbecue, and it is an acquired taste, much like lima beans.
Try it again.
All right, Ernie. Good hearing from you. Ernie from Moorhead City, North Carolina. However, you know what, Grace Baker? We're gonna do a trivia question here. And this is going to be a weird one. But, yes, Pittsburgh is, in fact, famous for the pierogies. But it is not the pierogi capital of America. So if you can tell us what city in America is the pierogi capital of America, we're going to give you a book, not pierogies, but a book, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. The pierogi capital of America, 844-747-8868. Do you know the answer to this, Alan?
I don't know the answer, but I'm just shocked it's not Pittsburgh. Todd, if you go to Pittsburgh and you go to a professional baseball game, a Pirates game, they actually have a pierogi race around the field during every game. People dressed up like pierogies race, and they all wear different hats, and you get to pick which one you think's going to win.
Really? So is that kind of like the song? You know, I was at the San Francisco Giants. I was out there at Candlestick Park, and they were doing the they had sausages running in the outfield.
I think it's the same deal. It's just whatever's famous
just
from that city. So in Pittsburgh, it's pierogies. Last time I went to a Pirate game, I got a free T-shirt that had pierogies on it.
I love it. Could you imagine them doing that here in Memphis? It would have to be like a rib or something.
I think so.
A pork rind? I don't know. All right, we got it. Thank you, Alan Morrow, our pierogi correspondent. Back to the newsroom, sir.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, this is the Todd Starts Radio Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Coming up tomorrow, folks, I'll be in Salem, Oregon. We're going to be doing some big events with our great affiliate out there, KYKN. KYKN.com is the website for info. Then Friday, speaking at the Marion County Republican Shindig Barbecue. It's going to be a blast. And you can get all your tickets, all the information over on their website, KYKN.com. And then coming up in a couple of weeks, I'll be speaking down at CPAC. So hope to see you guys out there. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Very excited to have one of the best in the business. Dick Morris has a brand new book out, and we're going to be talking about that. Called The Return. Dick, welcome to the Todd Starn Show.
Good. You didn't say the subtitle, but it's my favorite. Trump's big political comeback in 2024.
And it is going to be big. And you've got the inside scoop here, Dick. And I want you to tell us, you've been out there saying that the president is, in fact, going to run and he's going to face Hillary. Tell us the backstory there.
Well, I've been working closely with the president for many years now. My father actually was his lawyer. And in this book, I really talk about what went on in the 2020 campaign, the mistakes we made, the things we did right, but more importantly, how we're planning to do better in 24. And it begins with the issue of election fraud. There is a lawsuit that I think will solve this problem that has not been adequately covered on the media. It's called Moore versus Harper. It's a North Carolina case where the Republicans have sued because the state Supreme Court threw out a congressional reapportionment. And the Republicans are contending that the governors and the state courts and the state secretaries of state have no jurisdiction at all over how elections at the federal level are run in their state. State elections, they do, but federal elections, they don't. And that's because the Constitution, Article 3, Section 4, says the times, places, and manners of holding elections for the Senate or Congress shall be determined by the state legislatures, not the governors, not the states themselves, but only by the legislatures. And the reason this is so important is that there are five states that are swing states, where the Republican majority in the state legislature have passed perfect election reform laws. No drop boxes, no excuse absentee ballots, no same-day registration requiring photo ID and all that stuff. But the Democratic governors in those states are vetoing the bill. And this decision would strip them of their veto authority, and the legislature can act on its own. Those states are Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina, the key swing states. And I believe this will eliminate ballot fraud because these states can pass airtight laws like they have in Arizona, Florida, and Georgia. And I think that we can be sure of an honest election with this new decision. The court hasn't decided it yet, but four judges voted to hear the case, which the conservatives, which means it's probably going to pass, probably by 6-3 majority.
There's been some rumblings out there in recent days. Nikki Haley putting a lot of distance between herself and President Trump. Mike Pence visiting South Carolina, setting up shop there, and New Hampshire. But during an interview over on Newsmax, you predicted or you suggested that there's probably not going to be a primary. He's probably going to get it by acclamation. You believe that?
Yes, I do. The national polling shows Trump ahead of DeSantis, his nearest rival, by 59-15. And with those kinds of margins, other people are not going to run. This is all just posturing for 28, or in the unlikely event Trump doesn't run. I'm saying that he is running. He's told me that, and I'm sure he is. But in the event he doesn't, they want to be in position. But there's not going to be a primary. And let me say this. For those people who say, I like Trump's policies, but I don't like his personality, let me ask you this. Would you have liked a kinder, gentler General George Patton in France and Germany in World War II? You think that would have worked? If you tried to defang Donald Trump and change him into a kinder, gentler person, you're not going to be able to win to govern. Trump governs because he's able to force everybody to do what he wants by power, by fear. And, for example, when Kim Jong-un says, I have a button I can push to destroy the country, your country, and he says, I have a bigger button than you do, Kim backs down. He hasn't heard from again since the Trump administration. And Trump is the only leader that can do that. The other point that I make in the book, if I can, is that I feel that Donald Trump is half incumbent and half challenger. The challenger we know about, attacking the Democrats for immigration and inflation and gas prices. But the incumbent part is when they come back and say, how do we know you can solve these problems? He comes back and he's the only one who can and says, I did it. There was no inflation under me. Gas prices were low. The border was sealed. Russia didn't screw around. I did it, and I can do it again. And that is an advantage that no other candidate has.
Dick Morris is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line with us today. He is a New York Times bestselling author, one of the best political consultants in the business. Brand new book out, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. Dick, who do you like for his running mate in 2024?
Well, I don't have a preference, and I think it'll be somebody he likes. He's far enough ahead that he doesn't have to name anybody. But let's talk about the Democratic.
Oh, yeah, Hillary.
Yeah, I think that what's going to happen is that when the Democrats persuade Biden not to run in 24 and pressure him to do that, he and Harris withdraw. And the floodgates open for the race. And I think the early lead is going to go to Bernie Sanders and maybe even AOC. I think the left wing of the party will dominate the polling. And all the establishment candidates like Gavin Newsom and Pete Buttigieg and others will score in single digits next to them. And that will set off a panic at the Democratic National Committee. They will be so freaked at the possibility of moving further to the left, and they will then beg Hillary Clinton to come in and save them from the ultra-left, just like they did in 2016 when they nominated Hillary because the alternative was Bernie Sanders. And I think this is going to be a rerun of Trump versus Hillary. And I think Trump will win by a much larger margin this time.
I can't even imagine, Dick, what the country is going to look like economically and culturally a couple of years from now. I mean, it's already a dumpster fire.
Well, economically, you sure can. The only solution to the inflation that Biden caused is a recession and a doozy of a recession. It's like you go to the doc and you say, Doc, I have high blood pressure. He says, okay, let's take out all your blood. It'll kill you, but it'll take care of your blood pressure. And that's the theory, that you slow the economy down. You raise unemployment, you make it too expensive to buy a house, too high interest to buy a car, production drops, and unemployment soars, and you have no inflation. The country is half dead, but you have no inflation. And that's Act Two of the Biden economic legacy, and that's what's coming up.
It's going to be fascinating to watch. And, Dick, we're so glad that you're on Newsmax. See you all the time. You look great. Congratulations on this great new book.
Well, thank you. I really enjoyed it, and it really is written at the behest of Donald Trump. He wanted everyone to know what he would do in 24 to get elected beyond what he did in 20.
Folks, you can get yourself a copy at your favorite bookstore. We have a direct link over on ToddStearns.com in the live show blog. Dick Morris, you can watch him on Newsmax, and you got to read the new book, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. Dick, we're going to leave it there. God bless. Thank you.
Bless you. Thank you.
All right. There you go. That's fascinating. He believes, and he's been talking to the president, and he's got the great inside track there. He says it's going to be Trump versus Hillary, and Trump is going to clean her clock. Now, my question is, who do you like as the running mate? And I don't think it's going to be DeSantis. I think DeSantis is going to stick around in Florida, and he's going to finish out his second term. But who do you like as Trump's VP? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We've got a trivia question that's outstanding. We need to know the pierogi capital of America. Let's go to Portland, Maine. Cindy, WLOB. All right, Cindy, what is your guess?
Pawtucket, Rhode Island. It's a big Polish community. Oh.
Oh, Cindy. My apologies.
What can I say? But there is a big Polish community, and that's the only place I've ever had them. Had friends and family there, and they'd bring them back. It was just delicious.
What have I been missing out, Cindy? How do I not know about the pierogies?
Well, you just didn't live in the right place.
Clearly. All right.
Oh, and on Trump, I say Tim Scott and Trump.
I like that. Tim Scott, so you have a Trump-Scott ticket. I love it. All right, Cindy, thank you. 844-747-8868. The question's still out there, the pierogi capital of America. We got a great little prize package for you if you can answer. We'll be right back.
The General Insurance presents Shower Ballads by Shaq.
And I'm going to keep on loving you, because it's the only thing I want to do.
Turns out, everyone does sound better in the shower. And it turns out, The General is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years.
For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General.
The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc. Insurance Agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. This is just weird. Let's go to the phones here. Mike in Statesville, North Carolina, WSIC. All right, Mike, we're looking for the pierogi capital of America.
I promised your screen caller I would not tell, because I had to Google it, because I, like your intern, or Alan, your manager, it is insane that any place but Pittsburgh is not the pierogi capital. I mean, 47th. I've lived in Pittsburgh 47 years, born and raised, and I could just go on and on. And yes, there are four mascots and pierogies that have a race around every Pirate game. There's pierogies galore. And here's the evidence. Growing up, there is a national brand that makes frozen pierogies. They are a far and foul substitute for the real deal.
You know what I just figured out I did, Mike? I pulled a, this is the place where you get the best fried chicken in America. This is what I have done. I have stepped into it today.
Okay, well,
But for the record, Mike, you're saying it's Pittsburgh, and we got to do this, Mike. It's like the rules of the show.
Oh. What?
Sorry. All right, but thank you for playing, Mike. We appreciate that. Let's go to Mike in Eads, Tennessee on KWAM, our flagship. All right, Mike, got to help us out here. What is the pierogi capital of America?
Hey, Todd, how you doing? We just moved down from Chicago, and I believe Chicago is the pierogi capital of America. They have large pierogi population.
Oh, Mike, don't go anywhere, Mike. I want to talk. I'm sorry, that's not correct. It's shocking, but welcome to Memphis, and we hope you enjoy the area.
Except for the heat.
Yes, and the gunfire. It's a lovely place, actually. But we have good hospitals, too, so they'll get you patched right up. Mike, all right, give us a call back one of these days. We'll make good on it. Grace, what is going on here?
It's a tough question. I understand.
It's a head scratcher.
It's a tough one. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know it.
All right, let's go to Georgia. Now, Willie, will somebody from Georgia know about pierogies? That's my question here. Let's go to Eileen, WDUN, our great affiliate. Now, Eileen, I will say this. WDUN, out of all of our affiliates, and I'm willing to say this on the record, you guys know your trivia at WDUN.
Well, let's hope I'm right. It's Binghamton, New York.
Yep, that's right, Eileen. Binghamton, New York, the pierogi capital.
Surprisingly, I would never, but it's funny because I just bought some frozen pierogies.
Of course.
I'm going to make them with my son. I had bought them like the other day. My son loves them. We saute them with butter and onions, and they're really good. And I'm going to make them with pork chops and sauerkraut. So it's a good deal. But can I say that I wanted to suggest Mark Robinson as vice president?
Now, he would be, hold on, correct me if I'm wrong, the lieutenant governor of North Carolina.
That is correct. The man is a firebrand. He's passionate. He's a conservative. And he's got strong leadership qualities. So I like him a lot.
Well,
I think he's like the dark horse of like nobody really knows about him so much, but he is a powerhouse.
You know, I know Mark. We've spoken together several times at events, and just a good solid, you know, just down to earth guy. And man, can he deliver a barn burner of a speech.
He sure could, and I know he believes every word he says. And it's not like, you know, people could talk pretty, but what counts is what they do. Mm-hmm. Anybody could talk pretty, as we find out. But anyway, so I'm going to, in lieu of a prize, I'm going to give it to somebody else because I already have your book. So you have a T-shirt.
We'll get you taken care of. So just hang tight. Grace is going to get your info, Eileen, and we always enjoy hearing from you, Eileen. Have fun making the pierogies. All right, hang tight. Don't go anywhere. This was a weird trivia day. This was kind of a weird day. Let me tell you what's happening tomorrow. Our good buddy Jeff Stein is going to be here. Jeff Katz from WRVA is going to be here on Friday. I'll be on the road on my way to Salem, Oregon. So looking forward to seeing all of our great friends in KYKN country. And we'll be doing a couple of events there. I'll be back in the anchor chair on Monday, and then it's off to CPAC in about a week after that. So we're just we're going to be busy out there on the road meeting all of our great, great listeners. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. There is a very bizarre story that I wanted to share with you, and my computer just froze up. What's going on here with the computer? Jeez, Alou. Anyway, there is a bizarre story out of the Northeast in Massachusetts where a school district is now teaching kids, and I'm not making this up, they're literally teaching kids that it's okay to become violent during protest. We're going to put this story up on our website, toddstearns.com. It's the craziest thing. This is actually happening in Boston at a high school where they're teaching new immigrant students, and this is for a class about learning how to speak English, that physical violence and political assassinations are legitimate forms of resisting oppression. So we've got that story over at toddstearns.com. You can read it. Unbelievable. All right, folks, get out there. You enjoy your day. In the meantime, our newsletter coming out in just a few moments. You still have time to sign up over on the website. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.